10 years ago now, I wrote that California had between 5 and 7 seats in Congress they were not entitled to in any way because they were counting illegal aliens to pad the numbers of the state. And who has lost states like Michigan? We've lost, what, 3 census rounds in a row? You know, at one point we had 21 electoral votes, did Michigan. Now we have 15. So we've lost 6 times. And don't get me wrong, states like California and Florida and Texas have gotten bigger, but look, counting illegals is just killing us. It's just killing us. My next guest, State Representative Gina Johnson of Lake Odessa. Lake O, she's from. Gina, good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back, Steve.
So how do we keep integrity of the House apportionment process? We certainly didn't have the last time around. I mean, Florida should have picked up 2 seats. They got 1. New York should have lost 3 seats. They lost 1. California should have lost seats. They lost 1. Look, like everything else these days, Gina, it seems rigged because we knew what the numbers were going to be. And also in the last month, if New York had had 100 more people, they'd have lost no seats, which is garbage. You know it, and so do I.
Right. President Trump made an executive order saying that you do not count illegals in the census and the apportionment for congressional seats. President Biden undid that, made a new executive order that they should be counted. And recently, I introduced Resolution 277 in the Michigan State House saying that we should not be counting illegals in the apportionment process, therefore giving disadvantaging taxpaying citizens in states like Michigan. And when they target certain parts of the country, they put a large portion of illegal immigrants in there and then count them. We have more congressional seats going to places like you just mentioned, New York,
California, Texas, Florida. They're all stealing from us because it's theft for a couple of reasons. First of all, they get more representation in Congress than they deserve, and I get less. I get screwed, Gina. And so does every person in Michigan, because California has no intention of enforcing the law on illegal aliens. And across the country, some estimates now say there are as many as 20 seats in Congress that shouldn't be there. I know there's in California, many in Texas, many in Florida. And who knows where else they go. But the fact of the matter is, 20 seats. Michigan should never have lost a seat in Congress or 2. Every seat in Congress represents about 750,000 people. The problem is, when you have, 20 million illegals in the country? I mean, maybe there's more than 20 seats, right? That's the problem.
That is the problem. It disenfranchises millions of Americans, taxpaying citizens, and the people who have fought really hard to get here legally are the most irritated by this. They have done it the legal process. They should be counted, and they're paying taxes, and they have a social security number, and they're legitimate. And they look at those that just crossed the border and walked right over and didn't follow any of the rules, didn't agree to how we are as a country. They have not been vetted.
And the plan, of course, is amnesty. The plan is amnesty. I mean, we're seeing illegals vote already. The plan is amnesty. The motor voter law is being used to get people to sign up to vote, whether or not they vote themselves or they give their ballot to somebody to be mailed in. It's all wrong. There's a reason there are no mail-in ballots in Europe. It's all wrong. So what can we do about it? I mean, yes, you can raise the flag, and I appreciate that you're doing it. But what else can we do?
We have to change the election in November. It's all on November. It really is. We got 5 months to save our state and save our nation. And it better be all hands on deck. The amount of people in this state, in this country, that are Christians, are hunters, they complain about what they're paying in taxes, and they don't vote, is just unconscionable.
It's I've never understood that. I've had that conversation here, Gina, State Representative Gina Johnson here. Hunters, people that hunt and fish, believe in taking care of themselves and self-sufficiency, don't vote, even though every time they don't vote, they allow those that hate hunting and fishing and gun rights to get an ever upper hand. It's never made sense. I hunt, I fish. I've been involved with that since the day I was born. Never understood how these people could not continue to be involved in this process. It makes no sense to me. None.
That's why your show is so important, because we have to get the word out any way we can. I'm working with hunting groups, fishing groups, any way we can get the word out. Everyone has to vote. Everyone has to show up and take responsibility for the decisions that are made in this country. And this state is greatly at risk for all sorts of changes. We saw horrible legislation rushed through last year, and it's going to change our lives quickly if we don't do something about it. November is the key. All hands on deck. If you haven't walked in a parade, I'm saying to your audience, you better be walking in a parade this summer. If you have never door knocked or made phone calls or donated to campaigns, you need to invest now, because it's now or possibly never. Later on, you can't look back and say, oh, I wish I would have done something. Yeah. Do it now.
Voting is the easiest thing you can do. And people say, well, I don't trust the system. Well, I guarantee you this. That's what they wanted. They wanted you to not trust the system. They wanted you to say, I'm not going to vote. They wanted you to not be involved. You have to vote. You have to vote.
You have to vote. And I encourage everyone to sign up for the absentee ballot permanent list. If that's the game, I don't like it. But if that's the game, we're going to beat them at their game.
Absentee ballot, permanent list. Gina Johnson, you're exactly right on everything you've said here today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. She's exactly right about all of it. Save Michigan tips are on the way from John Selleck. One fair wage does not speak for servers and bartenders. One fair wage does not speak for servers and bartenders. We'll talk about that. Plus, Hogan Gidley will join me from Trump World. Don't go anywhere.